And my prayers, and those of everyone who was praying for me, were answered. Not in the quick fix way we might all prefer or expect, but God used my illness to show me an awareness of my sin, my spiritual poverty, and definitely, above all, showed me that I cannot rely on my own strength, but in all things to look to him. They were answered essentially in all the ways I outlined earlier. I've come to accept that anxiety will always be with me, but every day I make this prayer. I ask God to walk beside me and to give me his strength. And he gives me the courage to say, no, anxiety, you will not win. A prayer is powerful. We should never underestimate it. It is our sustenance in the dry and parched land. Now, I'd like to share with you what was for the group one of the most powerful prayer methods we used. It's a led contemplation of a short gospel passage using the reading from John that we heard earlier. As you listen to this passage, I'm going to read it again. Be aware of what Jesus says. Let your imagination lead you in the times of silence between the directions I'll read out. Be prepared to follow your heart and consider how you respond to Jesus' invitation to come and see. And if Jesus speaks to you through this passage today, and you'd like to talk or pray about it, please see Melvin or one of our prayer ministry team. So here's that reading again. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So now I'm going to ask you to just take a few slow breaths and close your eyes, if it helps, that you can visualize this scene. Imagine you're there. You may be one of the disciples or someone else on the edge of the group, intrigued by what John is teaching. What has brought you here on this particular day? You hear John point out the man who is passing by and call him the Lamb of God. You're drawn to find out more about this man, and you follow. How are you feeling? Do you usually follow complete strangers? What is different about this man? As you draw closer, Jesus turns and looks straight at you and asks, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What is it that you want from Jesus at this time? Can you tell him?" You know he is a teacher. Whatever you want to say, all that comes out is, "Where are you staying?" "Come and see," says Jesus. You are being invited by Jesus to walk with him. How does that feel? Are you aware of what sort of day it is, or the road along which you're walking? Maybe it is dusty or stony. Do you have to walk carefully to avoid any hazards? Are you walking beside Jesus or behind him, following? You arrive at the place where he is staying, and Jesus invites you to come inside. What is it like? How many of you are there? You sit with him at first in silence. Feel his presence with you. Again, he looks at you. He offers refreshment and asks you to come aside with him to help. He chooses you to help him serve the others. So for a while, you're alone with him. What do you want to say to him? What does Jesus say to you? Does he call you by name? Do you feel at ease with him or in awe of him? Can you share with him what is on your heart? The time passes quickly, yet it feels as though you've been there forever. As you stand to leave, how do you feel? What have you learned about Jesus? What have you learned about yourself? What is your answer to Jesus when he asks you to follow him? open your eyes, stretch, take a breath, and take a moment to just come back into the present moment. When you have time today or in the coming days, consider prayerfully your response to Jesus' invitation and pray on it and expect the unexpected. Amen.
Perhaps we can stay in that place where Jesus is Christ.